Less than 100 meters.
Yeah,
no,
that's about it.
Well, now.
What? Above sea level.
Above sea level, we're about 100 meters above sea level.
That's not
that impressive.
Because, like, that's the river.
Yeah, that is
that sea level?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, but, like, the football pitch would be 100 meters above.
Yeah.
No, but you see, it's the incline. It looks like it's more than 100 meters.
It's more than 100 meters.
But it's as much of a horizontal distance as it is a vertical one.
Refreshing. Oh, for sound, yeah.
So we're on Diamond Hill, and this is the second time in like 3 years that I've done a podcast on Diamond Hill.
Did you do one the day with DUI, Lucian?
Yeah, it's a great episode. First half of the episode is me doing my driving lesson in school, and the second half is up on the mountain. It's actually a great episode. One of the better ones.
The day before, then?
Huh? It was like the 2 days before, maybe.
Yeah, the one where you like...
Well, I don't think you did, because I didn't do the driving,
driving test. Was on the, no, driving test was on the Wednesday, and the mountain was on the Friday.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because I waited till the Friday.
I'm sick or gone somewhere. Is it just TY you went, or are there other people?
To this? No, it was the JCSB class.
Was that CVP? No. That was for the Plowing Championships.
No, the Plowing Championships, it was just the Ag Science.
Oh, you're right, sorry.
Yeah.
We like beeped the horn on the air.
Remember when we were like on the bus and like it's time to go, we didn't have Michaela. Ryan was like,
I'm ringing her.
That's Ryan's voice. Ryan was like, I'm ringing her. And I was like, Ryan, how long's she gonna be? He's like, she's not even out of bed yet. And then I was like, yeah, she's down by choice now.
Down by choice. Anyway, we should probably introduce the people who are joining us today on the delivery table. Michael McAndrew is here.
Yo.
Shane Kelly is here.
Yo. Hi, guys.
I dropped my phone.
Owen Dobie's here.
That's
for
me. That's for Mike. That's
you
my
heard
concept.
Owen Dobie on Skype a few weeks ago. Oh, and joining us on Daily Weekly for the first time is Johnny Dubber.
Hello.
There he's back. So where are we up here, Michael?
We are up here on the planet. Mission from
Bad.
Does
adolescence.
The main difference of Daily Weekly and the DL show is that the last part of the show
literally no difference.
Sure, if we were in a canteen, we would have been in a canteen, whereas we're in a canteen. Like, but it's every week.
There
are
episodes of the JL show.
There are episodes of the JL show that don't have background noise.
Yeah. And
there
was better.
Yeah, but the JL show has a little thing to it after a few.
The first, like, couple of years, the JL show were bad. And, like, the last year, we had, like, Dara and all that.
The difference is that it's a fresh start, that there's no archive of garbage for people to go back and look over.
We should not.
That it has my name in the title.
Yeah, but this is you're just making more garbage now.
Making more garbage, but certain. Yeah, but this isn't as garbage.
How is it not?
Like, there's stuff.
Of the garbage.
There's stuff on. Yeah, now I know what I'm doing, and I can edit. Like, there's certain things in the JL show that were just too bad. They were just too awful. But there are certain people that are being.
Like, I kind of had twice, and I had fun doing it, and then I kind of started hating.
You were never on it, too high.
I was.
You weren't.
Well, fourth year.
Yeah.
I started fourth year. I actually loved doing it.
Of course, everyone does for a while.
Yeah. And then I got really annoying. That's when I quit.
That's what everyone does.
And then I did a solo.
I don't know.
The only people
I'm gonna have to go back. I'm gonna have to go back and edit you back into the final episode because it's really annoying that you're not on it.
No,
Han
Solo.
Yeah, satisfy your OCD.
No, because you see, and kept finding my name on the podcast, and I didn't like. I don't really care anymore because no one listens to it.
Yeah.
I had a thing where I don't really use my name to change to Han, which is, you know, the last three letters of my name.
Yeah.
And then. About a year later, when I quit the podcast, I was like, oh, I'll do a solo episode. That'll be my return. And I was like, oh, Lucien, I call it Han Solo. And then, like, Lucien goes in, like,
oh,
for the
fantastic.
Radio. He's against the wall. Like, are you okay? That's the best thing I've ever heard. I'm kind of not really that exaggerating.
It's like top 10 best episode titles, I'd say. What was the one we were talking about the other day, Shane, the one I thought was really great? Oh, well, those ones are great, but there was another one.
My favorite episode was Jam. Well, I think it was one of the first ones.
Jam is an awful episode. It's terrible. You
didn't have Mike on the drums at the very start.
Yeah, but other than that, it was garbage. Just us editing Stitcher. It was really bad.
Oh,
it was a bad episode.
God, Stitcher.
Jam's, if I had to pick
one. Oh, that editing session.
Well, Bozar was more fun.
If I had to pick one to go back and listen to, Jam would not be it. Oh, Bozar was much more fun. If I had to go back.
Like John O'Groove pulled a Judas.
Yeah, I know. We needed him to play Ebola because he's black. And he didn't show up that day.
Like,
why would you show up?
exactly.
Did John want to be an actor in TV?
I'd say so. Well, we thought John would find it funny, like, because he was talking about Ebola at the time, and in relation to his blackness.
This doesn't know where we are.
So I thought he'd find it funny to play Ebola.
Okay there, then.
I'm happy with it.
I don't see why.
It looks better having 950 followers than having 250. It just looks better.
Because it's nearly 1,000.
Yeah.
How many does mine have again? It's like 100.
100 and something.
It's terrible.
Oh, I did too the other day. I went back and got ones from TY. I deleted them.
I had
a video. Yeah, you should.
I found on my birthday. I still have that one up.
Yeah.
But I think I deleted from my Instagram because you weren't tagging in it. So.
But I had the.
I have the same number of likes. So.
All right. My caption is better. I had the video of the toilet man that I sent you the video of, the man on the toilet making the noises, that I found in my house last week.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought there was a man on your house.
No. I had a video of him on my Instagram from TY and I wouldn't delete it because it was just too embarrassing. But I love that toy. He's fantastic.
Remember I went onto your SoundCloud, Mr. Vegan?
You what? Oh, yeah, you did, yeah. I was in a race to delete the episode.
Yeah, no, so like,
I couldn't
so,
find out the packet.
Like, I
figure out
keep
the password.
The song because you on you take them off.
I was deleting them as you were playing.
Yeah, exactly. They back up to sit there.
Oh, I have. No, they're not back up, but I have them. Like, they're on the JL show.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to find what episode it is. So.
It's called Antibacteria. Back to back. It's really easy to find.
I don't have time to listen to that.
It's not even. It's episode like.
And actually, was Daniel Keeley at releases?
Yeah.
Did you see about it?
Who?
We were talking to him for a while. Did you see him?
Yeah, I did.
Who was that?
Hmm? He was the guy with, like, the hair that was, like, flopped over to one side.
Yeah. Oh,
he was
yeah,
in Smacks. He was in Smacks afterwards. He had nowhere to stay that night, and he was like hinting at everybody, like.
Look, why do you know where to stay?
Because he lives in Castlebar.
So just go home.
Couldn't go home to Castlebar. It was at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like.
Yeah, why so what did he do? He just like stayed.
Huh? So he found somewhere to stay with a person from our primary school. I was not going to give him a message.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh, I heard about that.
His picture with the cheetah.
He stole $4,000 off his granny.
He did not.
I swear to God.
You can't say that on the podcast.
That's fuck shit. I think that's probably, but no, that's actually true.
His granny's never.
He's never listened to it. She's never listened to it. No, but his granny found out. And
she found out, okay.
And sent to Kenya.
Sent him to Kenya? But that's a cool place to go. I would just, I wouldn't.
Cheetah.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it's not,
no,
she didn't
he,
send
he,
him
he,
to.
He owned the cheetah. I'm not joking. He owned it.
I owned a cheetah.
What do you mean? He owned it.
He
owned that cheetah. You owned that
cheetah.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he owned it, man.
Owning as
like
a... Owning as a
yeah. He owned it. Like, he owned it.
Yeah, I was thinking he owned that cheetah.
When... Okay. Dobby, when did he buy it? Buy it as a cub? And bring it over? Or like?
I don't know. Cause I heard it's all of my friend Dylan, who's like best friend with
Ah, that explains
well,
it then.
What do you mean?
Like...
Dylan.
I mean, how can you buy a cheetah? It's illegal to buy an animal.
A dog or a cat.
Sorry, it's illegal to buy like
a wild animal.
Like, did he buy it in Kenya?
Presumably.
How long was he?
Brought it from Ireland.
How long was he in Kenya for?
How long was
he in Kenya for?
Like three months.
There's no way he bought a cheetah.
He said he was in the army.
He didn't
say that to me.
No, he didn't get the army. No,
wait, I think he was only there for 3 weeks.
I don't know.
No, that was Raftery. Raftery.
Oh shit, yeah.
The army. Oh.
Wow, look! The clouds are making shadows, Lou.
We're gonna get such a great selfie at the top of the mountain.
Dylan got the army. Dylan who? Dylan. He's at Elise's. Well, no, he wasn't.
Okay. Alright, shall we move on? I want to record more like actual quality 99% stuff.
Yeah. I'll pause that and we'll do that.
We'll do more at the top, but right. But
Daily Weekly back here for the first time ever recording Daily Weekly in the Mic Mobile.
So.
and Michael Shane and John E are here.
John E. I think he knows the way home,
though.
No,
for sure.
All right. John, Owen, Michael Shane, and Johnny are here, and we've just been listening to some quality tunes, haven't we, guys? Mika, Mika, Katy Perry, Take That. Oh, Mika. Can we just take a moment to acknowledge how great the music of Mika is?
It's actually good.
Life in Cartoon Motion, incredible. I'm going to go home and download his third album, because I haven't listened to it, like.
I'm just going to go home and download that album.
Download them all. The Mika discography. Oh, Mika. What a guy. You know, his real name is, like, I don't know what his real name is. He's from somewhere weird.
Is he English?
He's like half English, but he's half some other weird country that you wouldn't expect somebody to be
weird
from.
Weird country.
Some country that there isn't a lot of. Some country that there is. Oh, episode title triggered. Some country that there isn't a lot of famous people from. Like. So we're out in the middle of Connemara, and we can see that there's big mountain yokes all around the place. And, last time when we got the bus back here after our trip in TY, I remember getting stressed because we were trying to figure out when we were going to film the rest of the TY movies and fit them in as well as our camping trip, because we only had a month of TY left. That was really stressful.
So stressful for you, maybe. I mean, I didn't stress over this.
Yeah, I just like getting stressed about things. It keeps me alive. It's good motivation for getting up, like being stressed, but it also prevents you from sleeping. So.
Michael Holbrook Penniman Jr.
Okay. Oh, we got Mika's entire history here.
Yeah. See, this is the thing about having someone with another phone.
Very handy. All right, tell us, where is he from? Where are his parents from?
Oh, wait, is that? No,
American.
Yeah. Michael Holbrook Penniman Jr.
Okay, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, he looks very different there.
Yeah, he does.
He got rid of his, like...
Afro,
yeah. Whatever you'd call it. His perm.
He's 32. Lebanon. Beirut.
Yeah. He's Lebanese. That's what... It's Jewish. He's Lebanese. He's Orient. That's a Born This Way lyric.
Oh, yeah.
You're black, white, beige.
You're black, white, beige. You're Lebanese. You're Orient. Beige. And is he married? Does he have a wife? What does Mika's wife look like? I bet Mika's very happily married, family man.
It's hard to see it this way.
Personal life.
Personal. I'm looking on Wikipedia.
I know. Personal life.
Oh yeah, there is a personal.
Oh, here we go. The juicy details, guys.
Whoa. Did you see these juicy details?
You changed the C to a K.
Wow.
It was first Mika. But a CA.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, that's what helped us.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what was holding back.
Yeah, having a C instead of a K.
Yeah.
Because people would pronounce
the singer
it
Singer described himself as gay.
Oh. Disappointing. Triggered! Aw. Oh, poor... All the poor women of the world who wanted Mika to be their spouse. Disappointed forever. But all the lucky
that's
men...
That's a lot, I'd say.
But all the, yeah, but all the lucky men. Actually, it's not as bad as when, like... Joe McElderry. Oh, that was devastating. Joe McElderry was such a heartthrob. Oh. Crazy biker.
I want a motorbike.
Just being really impatient.
Why does this motorbike have those things on the side of the back?
It's a touring bike, so it's where you can put your luggage on.
Oh, okay.
Speak up.
You had an interview in Gay and Night.
Gay and Night.
That was
why didn't I think of that?
Interview.
Oh. I need to come up with some more puns. Gay
September 2009.
Gaily Weekly. Daily Weekly? More like Gaily Weekly.
Yeah, the joke's on funny.
Yeah.
I was just going with
more like Gaily Weekly. Mr. Gaily. Mr. Gay Galway.
Mr. Day Galway.
Yeah. It's not like I haven't been called Mr. Wall Gaily.
No, it's... Remember when he passed over
the The landscape is apps. You wouldn't think it from our conversation, but the landscape is stunning.
Oh, you wouldn't
incredible.
Think it from our conversation.
It's incredible. Mountains straight out of... Straight out of The Hobbit, and, like, there's, like, trees and green and shit.
No, it's like mountains straight out of...
Like,
you
Earth.
You used to it when you've been out here so
yeah, you do.
So it's not like a joke. So it's mounted out of Game of Thrones, or Game of Thrones, like in Northern Ireland. So.
Yes, these, like they probably have used the mountains of Game of Thrones, but they.
Like everyone's seen mountains like the Alps, like everyone's seen that. Nobody's seen the Alps.
Yeah. But like if you live in a city somewhere and you've never ever seen cool mountains and you came here, your mind would be blown.
Yeah.
There's so sheep everywhere.
Yeah. It's really cool from out here alone.
Amazing.
No, I don't think we do. We should come out here more often. I've been out here in a year, like I should come out here a lot more often.
I only really come out here when we have Americans.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time I was out here was when we had an Iranian guy to show it to.
So yeah, exactly.
Cross. Wait, what?
Remember the Iranian guy?
No.
Well, I'll tell you the funniest part of it. Anyway, we had an Iranian guy with us. He's Iranian.
Was I at this?
This is my, like my parents, aren't I?
Oh, sorry.
And the Iranian guy was with us. And so we stopped to ask for directions on the side of the road out in the middle of Connemara. Yeah. So this guy called Paddy comes up to the road. And Paddy goes, D-H. And the guy who was in the car with us, the Irish guy, spoke loads of Irish. Peacocks. So the Irish guy was speaking to Paddy Osgaelga, right? And Paddy goes in Gaelga, "Where is this man from?" And we go, "Iran." And he goes, and Paddy goes, "Oh, Iran! Boom, boom!"
Oh, yeah, that should be
the first one. It's a funny story.
That's terrible.
41 miles from Galway. 41 miles from Galway. 16 from Mount Durard. Yes, you're right. It is.
Going
I want a liquid supper. Oh, your Krusty Krebs.
I want a liquid supper.
Did you have your supper, Dan? I had a liquid supper. Two best lines in Foster are the liquid supper line and there was a man downstairs making noises like a horse. They said he was named the Ass Casey.
No, they didn't say he was a man.
Oh, yeah, but he was a man.
Obviously, he wasn't crawling it.
I thought he was a donkey,
but he's not. He's a man. He's a man. They said he said he was playing cards.
No, they didn't say.
Oh, there is some. Well, it's a subject of controversy.
Definitely a person.
You could hear the ass Casey.
No, they suggest highly that he is a man. He's a man called the Ass Casey who sounds like a horse. That's why it's funny.
The girl says something and then asks the Ass Casey brave.
The ass is an ass.
Yeah, but see, it's not an actual donkey. It's a man who they call the Ass Casey because he brays.
They call a donkey the Ass Casey. Like.
Oh, it is really funny though. I love that line. But I don't know. There was one day I had to write like a 2-page homework thing on Foster, and I wrote the entire thing about the Ass Casey. I challenged myself. I said, how much can I get out of this? And I wrote a whole thing about how the societal norms of Foster in the cultural context allow for people to be called the Ass Casey and all this. It was actually a decent... It was just... I was bored of writing about Foster and I wanted to have some fun, so I wrote that. But I wrote... the question I did in The Leaving was, like, the two-parter, and I wrote, like, 2 pages just about Foster and then 2 pages about the other two. So I had to... Yeah, I'm gonna... I'm not... I'm, that... that question alone is going to ruin English for me, but I, you know.
You might think the Ass Casey was an actual donkey. Or was he debating whether it was a man or a woman?
No, nobody's debating that. Nobody thought it was a woman.
Sheriff Kirk,
I'm
trying to
corner him.
Like, if one thing in my English is going to have ruined that exam for me, it's going to have been the comparative, because, like, my poetry was grand, most people did Durkin, so doing Eliot would have got me, like, bonus points, like, for alternativeness.
I really should have done it.
You really should have, but whatever, we'll see.
What did you do?
Everyone in the country did Durkin, like, 80% of the country did Durkin, so anyone who didn't do Durkin is at an advantage.
I wanted Yeats to come up, but I had
really good answers. I had solid answers prepared for Eliot and Dickinson, so I was grand. Like, I was so happy with that exam.
Like, people who bet on Larkin and Yeats just...
Yeah. I had a choice of four. It was fantastic. Everyone in Mr. Kelly's class had a choice of four poets.
What did we have, Shane?
We had Durkin,
Eliot.
I only needed Durkin, Eliot, and Yeats. They were the three ones.
We did
Durkin, Eliot, and Yeats, Bishop, and Larkin.
We did Bishop, Dickinson, Eliot, Durkin, and Yeats. So the only one that we studied that didn't come up was Yeats.
Last couple of weeks, we did five, which is four of the males, but it's a couple of males.
Yeah, we did two women and three males.
Triggered.
No.
That's feminist.
That was a waste of a triggered.
Yeah, you have limited...
I'm sorry.
There are limited triggers, and
limited
you just
rounds,
raised a one.
Limited
yeah, limited rounds.
Trigger.
So,
right, let's just get rid of this.
Today is the first day in about a year and a half that I have gone the entire day without seeing a picture or hearing the voice of Donald Trump.
Why? Stop.
And I am extremely...
Why would you mention that?
Johnny, I know. I'm not looking, Johnny. I'm going to cover my eyes now. I'm really happy because I tweeted last night. I'm going to try and make tomorrow a Trump-free day.
No, because we were talking about the hat earlier, remember?
Yeah, but I haven't seen a picture of him today, or a video, or heard him talking. It's the first, because I watch so many political shows and listen to so many podcasts and stuff, that it's very hard to go a whole day without hearing or seeing Donald J. Trump. Today was a very special day. And I tweeted...
Yeah, it's gone.
Fuck you! Oh, well, my Trump-free day is ruined. I'm going to make my birthday a Trump-free day.
You were saying there, oh, we've Trump for the next 100 days. Like, if he wins, you have him for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But like, and if he loses, he's going to take his suit and he's going to be in the courts every day. Like, so there's no way he'll go away, but I can ignore him when he's president. Like, right now I can't because he's in the news. When he's the president, he won't be in the news every day. Like, Obama's not in the news every day. But I'm just, I want a day without seeing Trump. And I thought... And I thought a day when I go out to the countryside for the day would be a good day not to have to see Trump. But no, you just ruined him.
Yep.
Triggered.
Would you send Jay Perry to take that in 20 years for too long?
I earned.
That was canceled.
Well, my birthday will be a Trump-free day.
When's
the actual election?
You know, my parents got me one of those last year. Like, my parents got me a cake last year with a picture. No, that was 2 years ago. Last year they got one printed, like, with a picture of Tommy Steele. It was very strange, but whatever. So this year I could get one with Tommy Houlihan on it. Like, or Mika.
Yeah.
Or Bernie. He's going to run for the Senate.
All right.
Like, again.
Like, he'll get into that, won't he?
He's keeping... Oh, of course. He's keeping his Senate seat, so he'll be around. He's shaped the Democratic platform to the best he can in terms of having the abolition of the death penalty put down on it. Single-payer healthcare. Not much more he can do now.
What's single-payer healthcare?
Better than Obamacare in terms of fairness to the poor. Like, I don't know the details. I'd have to research it before... forming an opinion, but
what's the idea?
No idea. It's what Bernie wants, so it must be good.
What are Trump's main issues? Is he addressed healthcare at all?
No. Oh, well, he wants to repeal Obamacare because it's screwing the middle classes.
What about Hillary? What's she about?
She just wants to keep everything the same as Obama's had it and just add a couple new things. Like, she wants to block TTIP, she wants to get abolition death penalty. Based on Bernie telling her to, she's just like a hybrid of Obama's policies and Bernie's policies.
Okay. I just focus on one thing, and if I got one thing done, that's the most.
Well, Obama did. Like, he focused on getting Obamacare, and he did. So, and getting.
I don't know what it's about Obamacare.
Yeah, well, it's huge, and it's helping millions of people. Like, it's really great. Like, Obamacare is better. He got Bin Laden to keep those people happy.
So he questioned the Second Amendment as well.
Obama has done more than fucking Bush and Clinton combined did, like, and no one acknowledges that.
Well, no, Bush did 9/11 was pretty big.
Well, yeah, in terms of positive, like. But of course, you know, all the Republicans are like, Obamacare is screwing middle class people out of their tax money. It's,
I mean, but you can find
they have no empathy whatsoever.
I mean, as poorly done as it is. It was done poorly,
but like, it's still so much better.
What was the idea? How was it meant to work? They're fixing it.
What was the idea? How was it meant to work?
I don't know. The website was always crashing and shit. That's all I know. I only know, like, it was launched at a point when I got all my news from Jimmy Fallon, so I only know it as in the forms of how they mocked it on those shows. Like,
what's your man from?
I can't think of his name. It's Jamie. No, I could be, but I guess I could. Guy from Community. Who's Duncan?
John Oliver.
Upload it to YouTube.
Yeah, they do.
Actually, it's pretty funny.
It's alright. Yeah. I've started watching it again now just because I've got nothing to do on Monday. But Bill Maher's going on holiday for a month, so John Oliver it is. Bill Maher's got to go to Vegas for a month and get all his sweet, sweet cash.
Cocaine.
And cocaine. He doesn't do cocaine.
60 and he's not married, so what a life. Oh.
Last Big in
Spotify. I watched it when it came out.
They're making a sequel, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Second. You know, here's a fun quiz. Las Vegas, directed by John Turteltaub. Someone tell me what else John Turteltaub directed.
BoJack Horseman.
No.
Secretary.
No. He directed two movies that we love. No. Way better. National Treasure! And National Treasure Book of Secrets. And then he made Las Vegas.
What was his name in BoJack Horseman?
John, Lenny Turteltaub.
Voiced by Terrence Fletcher.
Yeah. But no, John Turteltaub, who made Las Vegas, made National Treasure.
Yeah.
And he made The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Nicolas Cage, which was like a spiritual sequel to National Treasure. But was garbage because Jay Baruchel was in it.
He's actually an okay actor.
I fucking hate him. Ugh.
My sister said
I ain't Jay Baruchel.
Jay Baruchel. No, I can't.
You have his shape, but you don't look like him. Jay Baruchel.
I can't. He used to be a guy who was about 4 years ahead of us.
He was actually amazing. He laughed at him,
I can't do Jay Baruchel, but.
No, neither can I. No one can. He had a TV show called Man Seeking Woman, and the poster was him sitting at a date with a troll. And that was the joke. That was the show.
What type of troll?
I mean, like a little figure.
No, like, there was like a troll sitting across the table from him. Like a goblin, like a disgusting woman with warts and brown skin, but like peeling off and like.
Yeah.
Oh, triggered.
Triggered.
Stop becoming triggered.
No, it's funny when it's
Ross
triggered.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Stop.
That
was not good.
It was. We were joking.
He's being so triggered. So triggered.
I think the microphone's probably up here. We're holding it this way. Yeah, actually, the microphone's at the top.
It's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because there's a thing on top that looks like the microphone.
No.
It's on my phone, it's on the top.
Videos, it's on the bottom.
Alright.
Hello? Not too bad. Yeah. We're on the way back now. Yeah, we're just coming into a drive.
They're in sixth class. It was actually okay.
Do you get
claustrophobic? No, not really. Robert Langdon has a fear of small spaces. What small spaces will he be in Inferno? See the poster for Inferno?
I'm running.
Yeah, the second that poster came out, I ran to Photoshop and turned it into a Puzzle Weekly cover.
You can pause that recording if you want.
Pause button.
I know.
Alright, is Johnny's live
pause?
No.
We were talking over it.
Like, it's set in Venice, so obviously he has to say
Florence. They go to Venice briefly.
And he definitely dives into water or something.
I've read the book. I have no memory of that happening. But there's definitely stuff. I know that there are things in small places.
Not go to Venice and not be in the water at some stage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. I've been to Venice and I've never been in the water.
You like being the film?
Jim Carrey.
I love you, Philip Morris. Oh, quality film. Sure, Jim Carrey's great in Ireland. Oh, Ewan McGregor is going to be in Fargo Season 3 playing twins. Really excited for that. He's a great actor.
What have they said so far about the story?
Oh, it's going to be set in the present day. Seasons 1 and 2
are playing twins.
I don't know what the connection's going to be, but he's playing twins, and Carrie Coon from The Leftovers is going to be playing the female lead, so that's all. And she's like a...
Ewan
McGregor's playing twins. Like, he's playing two characters, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm really looking forward to that.
What was his name in Demons again?
Cardinal Smith, Murphy, O'Brien. It's obviously an Irish name because it's such a stereotype.
I don't think it was an Irish name.
He was so Irish, like.
Why not?
Ewan McGregor's great. Trainspotting 2 coming out January 29th. Whoa! No one cares except for me.
Where they shouldn't just put a number like.
Trainspotting 2 is going to be called T2 : Trainspotting, so.
Like, it sounds good or right.
Because that subverts your. Wait, what are you on about?
About there being one or two. I see you made the movie something like Lamppost, right?
Yeah, okay.
But instead of having Lamppost 1 and D, you have Lamppost 4.
No, one ever has done that because it wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm making it.
I mean, there's Fantastic Four, and then there's Fantastic Four.
Two.
Or no, there was movie 43, and people said, but I have to watch movies 1 through 42.
Fast and Furious probably have like 15 in the franchise.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's because they fuck around with the names.
If they get around to 5th and 10, that's too fast.
Fantastic Furious. Well, Vin Diesel says that they're going to stop after 10, but like...
Yeah, 10's kind of a good number to stop.
I think 3 is a good number to stop.
10 is a good number to stop.
3 is a good number to stop.
You know, in terms of like...
No franchise has ever gone past 3 and continued being good. Like,
I thought 7...
Harry Potter, but that's book. Anything based on a book, it doesn't count.
Harry Potter films are
there's 8, and they're all great, but you can't... But
so what's the longest
Star Wars number of movies?
But you, okay. If we talk about longest running movie series that isn't based on books, Star Wars, there's 7, but only 4 of them are any good. Okay, I like Attack of the Clones, but
Ice Age,
there's are there 5 now? Jesus,
Shrek will be 5.
Shrek was 4, but it kind of ran out.
They are making that new Shrek, yeah.
They're saying it'll possibly be out 2019, but I don't know.
Possibility.
Eddie Murphy hasn't been out.
Toy Story should have stopped at 3. No, Eddie Murphy has a new movie coming out next month.
Oh, no.
And it's a serious drama with Eddie Murphy. It's called, like, Mr. Something. And it's him playing, like, a nice homeless man who befriends a young girl. Like, it's a serious, Oscar contender film. I'm actually looking forward to it. Eddie Murphy. The guy who designed that shade image follows me on Twitter. Eddie Murphy's great.
He's great as Duncan.
I love Eddie Murphy. He's great. I mean, he's no Jim Carrey, but he's, like, he's pretty great. The Nutty Professor is a hilarious film. It was on TV last week.
There's
a scene where they're sitting around the table and they're all farting, and it's so funny.
Yeah, see,
that's so terrible. Yet Bobby Shits isn't funny.
No, but it's funny when Eddie Murphy does it. It's not funny when like British white girls do it, but when like Eddie Murphy and his black family do it, it's hilarious. Because they're naturally funny people.
Nine, nine.
We have all seen it and have commented on it in the past.
Which one?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's very good.
It's not a great show. It's fine. It's all right. It's fine. It's passable. It's like Parks and Rec, like less interesting cousin.
What's your favorite Chelsea Peretti in it?
I don't like Chelsea Peretti. She annoys me.
Wait, who's the little annoying
fan? Joe Latruglio.
Oh, okay.
No, that show should just be Andy Samberg. If the show was Andy Samberg and Terry Crews, I'd watch it. Yeah. But the rest of them are all really annoying. I don't like...
Terry Crews is a brilliant...
Joe Latruglio and Chelsea Peretti and your one, the Mexican one, are all very irritating. I don't like those characters.
Oh, okay.
If it was Andre Brouwer, Andy Samberg, and Terry Crews, I'd watch it.
Very, very...
Wait, which one's Andre Brouwer?
Bradley Whitford was in it.
Sitting out there eating some food.
Oh, yeah.
Screen.
Go for a pint, lads. Nah. Youth Cafe 2013.
Oh, will I go training or not?
Why would you go training?
Shane,
you
never miss a day of training. What time is your training at?
It's like 4:07.
No, don't.
The fact that you were...
That's an hour ahead.
It's 5:40. But the fact that you were considering... Well, obviously, if it was 6:45, you wouldn't make it now. The fact that you were considering not going to it means you don't need to go to it.
But I've gotten like 4 text messages saying there's training.
You
know,
you
kind
of go through that with the training.
Like,
you end up going, it's
great. No, it's not.
But for you, it is.
Did you reply to any of the messages?
No, it's on Wednesday as well. And like,
Shane, did you reply to any of the messages?
Yeah.
So what song are we going to play? At the end of Daily Weekly? Which Mika song do you want to play?
It's not for Mika.
No.
Yeah, let's just put on Mika.
We've played Mika on the JL show before, so I want something different. I don't know. A different Mika song. We'll play We Are Golden, because it's a nice upbeat song. Alright. Thank you, Daily Weekly listeners. Next episode, Leave Insert Results, be out. DailyWeekly.com. Follow Daily Weekly on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Thank you to Shane, Johnny, Michael Dobie, and the people who run the National Park. Goodbye. Teenage dreams in a teenage earth.